This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Sid Schaub, and I have over a decade of experience in developing solutions for large and mid-sized enterprises. Majority of my professional career is in business process transformations and large SI-related implementations. At present, I am a technical account manager at a company called eBuilder. It's a SaaS-based software provider out of Florida. We provide cloud-based project management systems for construction owners to effectively manage their capital programs. My current role, I'm working as an advisor. I recommend best practices to our customers. I identify solutions that will reduce cycle times. And in the end, the goal is to improve their construction project execution. Also, I analyze customer needs, suggest them upgrades, additional features to meet their changing business requirements.
How are you involved with user adoption?
I spent most of my time around business process transformation and change management, as I said before. I'm involved in user adoption in many roles. For a customer, I can be an advisor. For another customer, I can be an executor and planner. At present, I work with my customers and advise how to effectively adopt a new solution or new technology or new process change. I'm involved in giving them recommendations to adopt to new tools. Yeah, for example, I have developed the baseline method for tracking and measuring adoption for owners and their vendors. We're in software business, so we measure success if our customers are adopting to our tools. So I developed metrics that will help a customer to see how are they getting the value from their systems, how are the users engaged, what is the baseline for them to be seen as successful user adoption.
What are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
It matters based on the type of organization. You know, if I want to sum it up, as to summarize, the business success is acknowledgement from management to see user adoption as a real key initiative you have to take care of. It should be one of the topmost priority. But the biggest success I've seen where projects have been partnered with business and technologies team come together, and they realize it's not just one team vision to adopt a software, they have to work as a team. So, you know, in the past, I was able to deploy in a large software in large organizations. We were successful, more successful, where both teams came together, developed a plan, and how technology supported people and processes as a first come out.
And what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I've seen customers are implementing new tools and software, but they forgot about realignment of their people to make a shift of processes. A lot of time, organizations think that current role and responsibility will stay the same, but the new processing system will take over. That doesn't work well. Managing change is a key ingredient to successful adoption. Organizations should set up an adoption plan that aligns with every level at their organization. A success metrics have worked well for me in the past, where clients have implemented for every level, the VP, director, managers level, and also at the frontline level. And I've also seen leaders should be involved in when we plan adoption, like what does success look to them? And the goal should be always keep it simple for your end users, provide them adequate tools and support. You know, every org is different. You know, you got to play role playing, value framing, training guides in the form of person video handouts, and measure success. You know, cycle time. What does adoption is for a one organization could be a different organization. So you have to see what works for you, and based on type of change you're trying to make, you have to adjust and plan your strategy accordingly.
And where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
I'll share some examples on adoption. Last year, I managed a very large implementation in Florida for a healthcare system that impacted multiple departments, procurement, supply chain, finance, vendors, even HR. We had a very challenging timeline as a key change agent for the organization to make the change for us. They got a very large capital program coming in this year. So they would know that the existing process will not take care of it. There will be hundreds of invoices, hundreds of vendors we need to interact with. in order to solve that, we worked, partnered with our one of the largest construction management firms to conduct and measure an adoption plan. In the terms of execution, we had weekly sessions with outside vendors, bi-weekly with internal process reviews, make sure we're tracking and managing the change, and effectively communicating internally. And in the end, the focus was keep communicating upward and inside both, making sure our change management plan is aligned with the adoption plan. Another example, in the Midwest, I worked with a government agency. Customer had a really well-structured process for program management, but they never did a major implementation and construction. We developed a hybrid adoption plan for them. For example, we set up key baseline metrics to manage what data you wanted to do with this new tool, built a roadmap with defined goals by fixed duration, and for them, we packaged a new solution for adoption. We know they haven't done this before, so they would need much more help for adopting a new solution. So we provided them a resource who would be in their office for the first 60 days. It would be more like a walk-the-floor type of resource, and also provided some additional remote resources so that they can start using the system and get to the end goal of vision, which was reducing the cycle time for change orders and invoices.
Well, thank you, Sid.
Well, you're welcome.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.